Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Hansen?
Here.
Member Robinson will be joining us later.
All right, and there's Member Robinson.
Member Robinson?
Hi.
Hi,
just in time for the roll call. All right, I call that we have a quorum, so I call the meeting to order, the Riverboat meeting, in open session. Is there a motion? Do we need a motion to go into open first?
No, you do not.
All right, because we're already in open. We're starting in open.
Right.
All right, is there a motion to go into...
I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2D, Paragraphs 1, 11, 14, 15, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act and Section 6D of the Riverboat Gambling Act to discuss items on the closed session agenda relating to personnel, staff recommendations, and closed session minutes, investigation concerning applicants and licenses, and litigation including pending actions and actions that the board finds are probable or imminent resulting from denials of license applications and renewal applications, denials of requests for hearing, and requests to a reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
All right, so I'll call.
Well, first of all, let's say this is a continuation of the Riverboat meeting, because I think General Counsel indicates that we need to do another motion. And what would that motion be?
Well, I think the prior motion was to adjourn the closed session, correct?
Right.
So the next motion was, now that you're back in an open session, I guess the next motion would be to adjourn the meeting of the Riverboat Act to the following.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn the Riverboat meeting to open meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. All right. Now that, I believe, concludes.
Call roll. Chairman Tracy?
I'm going to call the comments, I would say.
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Hansen?
Here.
All members present?
All right. We have a quorum, so I call the meeting to order. And this is the open session meeting of Riverboat, of the Illinois Gaming Board. The first item of business is approval of the open session minutes from the meeting of January 9. Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of January 9, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I will vote present, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Member Hansen. The motion carries by a vote of 4-0. Chairman's report comments. First of all, thank you for braving the storm. Turnout is a bit lighter, so you are the tough people in our crowd. And I appreciate all the members being here today on this snow day. First, real substantive comment I'd like to make is to introduce Member Hansen to you, the member without a name. A sign there says his name is Michael Hansen. Mike Hansen is a lawyer from Joliet. He practiced law there with the firm of Hirschbach Tracy. No relation, though that Tracy was named Donald J. Tracy. He then was in-house counsel for a riverboat in Joliet in the late 90s, and since approximately 2000 or 1999, he's been in private practice. And is still in private practice. So, Member Hansen, welcome to the board.
Thank you, Chairman Tracy. I look forward to working with you, the other members of the board, and the staff. Thank you very much.
We originally did not plan to meet in March, but the press of business is such that it appears necessary for a March meeting. So we have tentatively planning to have a meeting on March 7th with the closed session meeting at 9 a.m. and the open session meeting at 2:30 p.m. I know Mr. Lipinski has a presentation, but that's probably later on the agenda. And I believe that's all I have to say for now. Are there other board member comments?
Not for me.
Yes, there's one very special note I'd like to make. Today is Mark's birthday, our administrator, so can we all just applaud Mark and say happy birthday?
Does the birthday boy have anything to say?
That's right.
Thank you.
29 years young.
Does that conclude your report, Mr. Administrator?
Yes.
Public commentary. I have none on the agenda, and there appears to be none in the audience. No board policy items, so that takes us to owner licensee items. Initial consideration, no vote required. Penn National Gaming, request for initial consideration of refinancing transaction.
Chairman Tracy, good morning, members of the board, Administrator Ostrowski, Council Lorenzini, Ms. Bautista, I'm Ed Winkowski, the law firm of Greenberg Freud. I'm joined by Greg Moore, who's recently promoted to general manager of the Hollywood Casino Aurora. We're here today to request initial consideration of the financing in connection with Penn's acquisition and plan of merger with Pinnacle Gaming. We've provided some initial information to Mr. Lipinski and his team and look forward to working with them to be back before this board again for final consideration. Mr. Moore has already been approved as a level one in his role as assistant general manager, but we just wanted to take the opportunity to introduce him to the board, let him say hello.
So I guess now would be a good time to say hello.
Yes.
Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, and staff. I'm looking forward to working with you over the next coming years, and if you have any questions at any time, as always, my office line is open, cell phone's available if you need it, but we appreciate it.
Well, thank you for braving the elements to be here. Nice to meet you. Look forward to working with you. And I'm sure you look forward to working with Mr. Lipinski.
Absolutely.
He has questions from time to time.
Yes.
But we don't.
Fair enough.
Today. Right?
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
Boyd Gaming also requests for initial consideration for refinancing.
Similarly, Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Ostrowski, Council Lorenzini, Ms. Bautista, staff, Ed Winkowski of Greenberg Freud, here today to request initial consideration for the Boyd financing. This is in connection with the acquisition of four Pinnacle properties as well as the Valley Forge Casino in Pennsylvania. We appreciate the board taking this under initial consideration, and similar to the Penn financing, look to work with Mr. Lipinski's staff to be back before you for final consideration here in shortly.
Very good. Any questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Winkowski. Final consideration, Casino Queen refinancing transaction.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski and staff. My name is Jeff Watson. I'm the president of Casino Queen Holding Company, as well as Casino Queen Incorporated. We are here seeking final consideration for our refinancing initiative. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Did you drive up this morning?
I drove up last night and got in just under the snowstorm. So
this morning, good planning.
It's going to be a little sketchier driving back, I think.
Good planning. If there are no questions, is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the request submitted by Casino Queen Holding Company, Incorporated, to enter into a $55 million term loan facility and a $5 million revolving credit facility, including subsidiary guarantee of debt by Casino Queen Incorporated, subject to the final documentation being provided to the Illinois Gaming Board upon execution, and subject to revocation of this approval if the administrator determines that the terms and conditions are not materially consistent with those disclosed to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Watson.
We'd also like to thank Mr. Lipinski and his staff for their hard work on this, and appreciate all the efforts of Mr. Ostrowski and his staff, and happy birthday, Mark.
Very good. All right. Displanes Development Key Person, Kimberly Ward.
Mr. Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Lorenzini, Ms. Bautista, staff. Yes, Ms. Bautista, staff. My name is Ed Winkowski, law firm Greenberg Torrey. On behalf of Ms. Kimberly Ward, I'm here today to respectfully request the board's consideration of her level one application and her role as VP of Internal Audit, overseeing the Joliet, Harris Joliet and Harris Metropolis.
All right. Are there any questions for Mr. Winkowski? If not, is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find Kimberly K. Ward suitable as a key person in her position at Caesars Enterprise Services, LLC's Vice President of Internal Audit for both Displanes Development Limited Partnership, DBA, Harris, excuse me, Joliet Casino and Hotel, and Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, LLC, DBA, Harris Metropolis Casino.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, occupational licensee items. Mr. Lorenzini.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month staff presented you with a list of 36 level 2 and 66 level 3 occupational license applications. We are recommending the board approve these applications and as well as authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 14 applicants.
Mm-hmm. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find suitable and approve 36 level 2 occupational licenses and 66 level 3 occupational licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Genera Carson Slaughter, Christina J. Riddle, Donald A. Raimondi, Tracy Ramona Williams, Maisha Burtz Randall, Kiara J. Gator, Alvin B. Muse, Sheila K. Day, Veronica I. Vest, Oscar Eduardo Flores, Shaquille M. Reed, Alexander X. Wong, Felix Wagner, and Hubert Reyes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Staff next recommends that the board revoke the occupational licenses of five individuals. The first recommendation is to revoke the license of Carachel Bouders for not disclosing to the board her March 2017 arrest for retail theft.
Is there a motion as to Ms. Bouders?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Carachel Bouders for failing to inform the board of her arrest in March 2017. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff also recommends that the board revoke the occupational license of Kyle R. Gutierrez. Mr. Gutierrez recently was terminated by Harris for avoiding two transactions that were not returned, and then not returning those payments to the patron of the casino.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Kyle R. Gutierrez, who was terminated for misconduct while on duty. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, staff recommends that the board revoke the license of Stephen L. Villarreal. Mr. Villarreal was terminated recently by Hollywood Casino Joliet for being under the influence while at work.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Stephen L. Villarreal, who was terminated by Hollywood Casino Joliet for misconduct while on duty. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff also recommends that the board revoke the Level 3 occupational license of Victoria Jones for her October 2017 retail theft conviction.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Victoria LaShawn Jones for her October 2017 theft conviction. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
We also recommend that the board revoke the license of Thomas Kraft for his misconduct and arrest while gambling at Hollywood Casino Joliet.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to revoke the occupational license of Thomas William Kraft for his gross misconduct and his subsequent arrest for disorderly conduct. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that timeframe.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, staff recommends that the board issue a display complaint against Konami Gaming for submitting its annual update submission late.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint against Konami Gaming, Inc., fining it $5,000 for failing to submit its 2018 annual update submission on time. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Finally, staff recommends that the board issue a disciplinary complaint against Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises for allowing an individual on the who's a set to cash a check and gamble in the casino.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint against Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises LLC, DBA Harris Metropolis Casino, fining it $25,000 for permitting an individual on the SEP program to cash a check at a casino cage and play on the casino floor. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, I think that's it for Riverboat except for Mr. Lipinski. And I've asked Mr. Lipinski to make a presentation on the MBE program just to kind of provide, I guess, the public and the industry with a preview of what's coming.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Basically, what you have before you is a memo that's a brief update of where we're at with the MBE program. The casinos provided their goals for 2018. That's been presented to the board at the January meeting. A template has went out to the casinos to help them put together their actual results for 2017. That's due to us on March 31st. We'll have a report to you for the April board meeting on actual results for 17 compared to 16, compared to the goals for 18, to see where we're at. We did do an audit of the processes at the casinos, found that there is some confusion categorizing within exempt categories, but they didn't have any issues with categorizing between exempt and non-exempt in their calculations and coming up with their expenditures. And the other thing we have is that because the board has expressed a desire to understand the diversity practices within the casino industry, I put together a letter for you to approve to send out to the casino suppliers or licensees to have them share with us their diversity activity and what their processes are.
Okay, let me read that letter and make sure that it's the right one here. It's Dear Casino Supplier, the Riverboat Gambling Act Business Enterprise Program establishes goals for the award of contracts by each owner's licensee to do to businesses owned by minorities, women, and persons with disabilities. While these goals apply only to casino owner licensees, the IGB is interested in your policies regarding vendor diversity spending. This inquiry is for informational purposes only. This information will not be used in determining suitability for licensure. Such information could include your corporate diversity spend policy, if you have one, your procedures regarding outreach efforts to MBE, WBE, and DBE/PBE vendors and associations they belong to, your methods for notification of available procurement opportunities to prospective vendors, type of expenditures you currently have with MBE, WBE, and DBE/PBE businesses, dollar amount and percentage of expenditures your entity has with MBE, WBE, and DBE/PBE businesses compared to your total expenditures if available. Additionally, the board would be interested in any diversity hiring goals and strategic plans your business uses in developing a diverse workforce. Please submit your information to the FAAU, et cetera. That's the basic substance of the memo. And I would just like to say, you know, this is obviously not a mandate, but, you know, we are trying to encourage diversity as much as possible in the industry, and we would solicit, welcome, and encourage industry's cooperation in this regard.
Jim, I have a couple of questions for you. You were talking about exempt, non-exempt, so would you sort of articulate what you found in the audit?
Well, basically, casinos had some issue with classification between the various exempt categories. Mm-hmm. We will straighten that out with them and help them make sure they get it into the right bucket, if you will. They didn't have any issues that we found in our audit between classifying what was exempt, what qualified as exempt, and what's non-exempt, which is what they used to calculate their percentages mm-hmm. towards their goal. We were happy with that. As far as anything else we found, most they all updated their websites. They're still working on those. We had one casino that had an issue with how often they updated it. We'll correct that. And then we had a little bit of an issue of what they were retaining when they vetted whether or not an entity was a minority qualified entity. Mm-hmm. And we'll clarify that with them, too, is what we expect them to retain.
Do you expect that disparity between exempt and non-exempt, that gap will close through casinos based on things we discovered? And
the answer is yes. Again, it comes down to when we go out and audit, we look to make sure that what they're classifying as exempt qualifies as exempt based on the act.
Mm-hmm. And then my other question, and this might be for Caleb, I know we've had these discussions, is there any reason why we cannot specify veterans in this effort to do business with and have goals with them?
My answer to that is only because, as I understand it, it's not in the act. Mm-hmm. I think you could probably say there's a preference for that based on what the board wants to say.
No question.
But the issue we have is it's not clarified in the act, and we can go back and ask them to clarify it in the act and include them. Now, when we talk about disabled persons, if a veteran is disabled, they would potentially qualify under the
but not all aren't, so I guess, right. Yeah. I know we talked to Caleb about it. We'll follow up because I know we looked at including them, and I think it's important that we include them.
I would agree.
Yeah. All right. And then my only other question about the information. You have procedures regarding outreach efforts for vendors and associations. Are you asking as well if there are what new activities, or you hope that you're going to get everything that they try to do and beyond previous efforts?
To be honest, I don't know what I'm going to get. But what I'm trying to get is to see what efforts they have, what they do to work with minority firms. And if we don't get enough clarity, then I think people around here know me well enough because I come back with more questions. So if we don't get clarity and the board wants more clarity, then we'll ask them to be a little more specific in what they give us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lipinski.
Thank you.
All right, is there any further business for the open session of the Riverboat meeting, Mr. Administrator?
No, not yet.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries.